Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey there, Hank. What's going on?
Good morning. Good New Year to you, young man.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. So you've had a couple nights off, and we're going to get you back to work tonight, buddy.
Couple of nights off?
I'm just saying. It's about a week.
Trivia-thon wasn't a night off. I don't.
You know what? That was fun for you.
So, well, it was.
Back to work to you. Back to work. So
it was totally fun.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. So
had a good group in here working.
Good. So your New Year's resolution, what is it?
Well, I don't like to delve that information out, but...
Why? Everybody can help you stay on track.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I see. Positive peer group. You know, the big thing is just moving and grooving a little bit more, you know, because it's easy this time. I try to get out when the weather is nice, but you have to kind of force yourself when it gets cold like it is now.
It's supposed to be cold for a while.
Yeah.
After Friday.
First of the year. Yesterday, I was outside a little bit here and there.
Good for you.
Yeah. Getting a little fresh air in the lungs.
You know, everybody knows mine, but my serious one is not to say the word hate.
Ah.
And because everybody goes, oh, I hate that. Well, you know, hate's one of the most strongest words in our language. I mean, you just go, you hate something. It's like, oh, he really. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm going to try not to say the word hate.
Dislike?
I can say dislike.
Dislike.
But hate's really, it's a really ugly word.
It's a tough one.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So, you know, and everybody, oh, I hate olives or something. You know, I do.
You do like, you do not like olives.
I do not like olives. So.
Oh, that's, well, that's a good so resolution.
So, you know, it's one of those things that it's in me. It's one of those like, all right, I'm not going to say the word hate this year. So.
That's very good.
So.
Speaking of olives, so for Triviathon, I went out and we picked up some pizzas.
I ordered you a pizza.
Ordered one pizza.
I ordered the hamburger pizza
right.
for you,
and I went and paid for it and picked it up. Yeah,
thank you.
But it had olives on it too, and so I thought that pizza would be mine and mine alone. Well, it turns out almost everybody here
they ate that pizza.
Yeah, I'm like, what's hey? I thought nobody would eat this one. That's why I purposely
is that the hamburger and green olives.
Yes.
How dare they?
I know it. Like, have your own pizza.
I really dislike them right now.
but everybody was kind of like me. You know, you grew up with the bowling alley pizza,
right.
You know, the old Center Lanes, now the Phoenix Center. And that was kind of a staple early on, was that beef and green olives, and mushrooms.
Ugh.
Good stuff.
Ugh.
So, but everybody went for that one the other night. Come on, guys.
You can have my piece.
You guys have the pepperoni or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Right. They did a good job, didn't they?
They did.
I wonder if Amy was cooking it. I bet Greg was cooking the pizza.
Dewey was there.
Dewey cook it? Yeah, because if it was Amy, we'd have an upside down pizza. They're good to us.
Yes, they are.
They're good to us. So, but anyway, any big plans for tonight? You're headed to the local high school for River Valley and Richland Center Boys. Should be a dandy.
Yep, here in Richland Center tonight.
I will be in the big town of Dodgeville tonight.
Oh, are you? Yep. Okay. Yep. Conference game over there, too.
But I'll be way before. I only have the JV games. So
okay.
Sometimes you like to schedule those JV games where you're in and out. And
you'll be in bed before I get to the start of the game.
Probably. I hope so.
Yeah.
So I will listen to you on the way home, though, and then give you... you know, say, hey, hang in there, Phil. I'm with you.
So, there you go.
Anyway.
Good night, Hank. But
did you,
I guess I'll have to talk to the coaches, the conference, but it's just it's the way the schedule worked out. But they only had one conference game before Christmas, and then they come right back and they play.
It's like, bam.
Yeah, like, okay, the door, the holiday door is slam shut.
It is.
And then here we are. We got something going on the 2nd of January.
And that's just crazy to have a conference game. But
it's one thing to have a non-conference game.
Without question,
maybe
try to get a tune-up. Yep.
But you're playing an important game tonight.
Right.
You know,
it's a huge game.
Right. So.
So, and then Ithaca's making up one tonight. Is that what you said?
They are. Yeah. They're at Wazika
this evening.
And I think there's another makeup from that 19th of December when it snowed. Seneca at Kickapoo.
Okay.
Boys basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had Seneca over the weekend.
Did you?
No, I didn't. But what day was it that I have? That was Monday, wasn't it?
Well,
Again, I think it's Monday.
Everything's a blur. Yeah, today feels like Monday. But I was thinking about that, too. I was thinking, oh, it was Saturday night. It was Tuesday night.
Wait, right, that's what I'm keeping. I keep on thinking, because you had some great tunes playing, Phil. Oh, my goodness.
We were jamming.
Yeah, you had some great tunes playing. So we missed Factor Hinko yesterday.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have some today?
Well, maybe. I mean, I always got something on the head. The founders of Johnson & Johnson, Philip, were not related.
Johnson & Johnson. I can never tell by your sinister laugh.
Oh.
I'm going to say that they were not related.
They were not. The brothers Robert and James and Edward Mead Johnson founded the company that bears their surname, knowing that so... Feel Better is 1896. Their surname in 1886. Feel Better, knowing
what?
That. Feel better knowing that.
So. Feel better knowing that.
Yeah.
The founders were not related, so it's not true. Hmm. Founder of the. I don't get it.
I don't either.
They were not related.
They were not
but
related.
Then it says they were brothers.
Is that what it says?
Says, yeah, the brothers Robert, James, and Edward Mead Johnson founded the company that bears their surname in 1886.
So they were brothers.
Yeah, but
so you were wrong.
Yeah, and so is this, because it says it's not true.
Yeah. Well, more research.
You better get a new calendar this year.
Yeah, well, look, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's your running score for the week. In December of 2022, police broke into a London gallery to rescue an unconscious woman who turned out to be a mannequin.
I think that's true. I think I remember reading that.
It's true.
She must have been quite lifelike. Wow.
What Dummies? The mannequin was an art installation by the American artist Mark Jenkins entitled Christina. So, yeah, I remember. I thought there was another one, too. Wasn't the one that broke in and one that acted like a mannequin, but it was actually a robber or someone who was trying to rob the store?
That could be. It could
I can't
be. Then there's the 1987 movie Mannequin.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Great movie.
Yeah, with, I think Andrew McCarthy was from the Brat Pack. He was in there.
And who was the mannequin?
I knew you'd ask me that. I can't remember. She was in a couple of movies. But
back in the day, it was.
Back in the day.
It was a heartthrob in the 80s when I was like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
And you know who else was a heartthrob back then? And to me, was Jennifer Grey.
Oh, from Dirty Dancing,
yes.
And Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah. And then wasn't she in the bubble one too, where the kid had to live in the bubble?
I don't know. Maybe. That's going back there.
One
song note from Mannequin, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship was
the song
in that movie.
That should be our theme for the day.
Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna go listen to that.
Actually, something probably could stop us now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of things can stop us.
Wouldn't take much anymore.
Maybe that's the new song.
Right.
There's a lot of things going to stop us now. Heroin was once marketed and given to kids for cough, cold, and pain problems.
Heroin?
Heroin.
I'm going to say no.
It's true.
True?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Bayer specifically marketed heroin for children all the way up to 19 and 12. This was well after evidence proved heroin was a dangerous drug.
You think? Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is.
So, yeah.
Well, didn't they say cocaine was a part of Coca-Cola's early recipe, I believe?
Well, that would definitely make you feel good.
It'd be better than caffeine, I suppose. I don't know. A lot more addictive.
You know, you're kind of addictive, though, Phil.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
Yeah. Stanley brand. Okay. You know, I'm a big Stanley thermos guy. That's okay. Stanley brand durable insulated cups beloved by influencers and millennials were originally invented for World War II pilots.
I would assume so.
No.
No. Wow.
That fact does not fly. The original Stanley Cup patent was filed by inventor William Stanley in 1913, decades before World War II.
Hmm.
So,
they probably were used in World War II.
Oh, I guarantee they were.
Yeah.
You know, I have it where, you know, it's just a push. I absolutely love mine.
They're built like tanks.
They are.
Yeah.
Where'd yours go?
You bought me one.
Yeah.
Well, another revolution for this year for me is to clean out the vibe. I think it's in the vibe.
It's a great coffee cup for you.
I think it fell into the seat.
You're afraid to look, aren't you?
Might get bitten by something. What was that?
Let them out at your place. That way the moles I placed in there can come.
Oh, yeah, there's moles in there too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That would explain why the carpet's lumpy underneath there. So,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. That. In 1952, former President Jimmy Carter, then a Navy lieutenant, helped contain a nuclear meltdown, Philip.
Hmm. I'll say that's true.
It is. You know, in December of 1952, an accident of Chalk River nuclear reactor near Ottawa, Canada, caused several fuel rods to melt. Carter and his team bravely helped fix the disaster, exposing themselves to dangerous levels of radiation. Carter was a fast reactor.
He was. He was. And lived to be 100.
He is. We lost him over the past week. So, but anyway, so that's about all I have today, Phil.
That's all you have? That's maybe enough.
You think it is?
Yeah, I think so.
I can dig up with something if you want to.
Right. I know you probably can. So save that for tomorrow. You don't want to, you know, it's a new year. You don't want to give like all of your stuff away in one day.
I have a new calendar.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We're already on, never mind. We're already on January 7th, buddy.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're ahead. We're ahead of the game, buddy. Uh-huh. Always, a week ahead.
You're always working ahead in radio, aren't you?
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. And good luck tonight. I hope you get some sleep tonight.
Likewise.
Even though today's Monday, tomorrow's Friday. Everybody be kind.